Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello! Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Who are you?
My name's Jessica. What's up? How's
it
going?
I'm Jen. Hi, guys.
Shout out any new people this week?
Sure. Welcome to the Fat Mascara fam. All are welcome in this beauty world we've created.
Yeah. I hope everyone's hanging in. Wild times, but this is a chill space.
It's a happy, safe, beautiful space.
Happy. It is a rambling field of fluffy bunnies.
You know, as you're laughing and smiling at me, I'm looking at your teeth and thinking, have they changed with the Invisalign? Before we get into the show, can I just get a quick update on if your teeth are changing?
Sure. Okay, so we're on Invisalign tray 8 out of 30, but I've
been— Oh my gosh, time flies.
Time flies when you are barely having fun. So Invisalign, yes, to new listeners of the show, I am doing Invisalign. I've been told I have 30 trays, but seasoned Invisalign people, and I know you had Invisalign, have told me, like, you think there are 30 trays, but that's just, like, the first gauntlet. Like, they're going to tell you that, like, you actually need more trays.
Oh, really? No, that didn't happen to me. It was just the sets that they made, and then I kept the, like, retainer ones and was fine.
Okay. Well, there's this, like, little app that I've been using, like, for Invisalign. Like, it's, like, their official app, and you can take a tooth, like, a smile selfie every week to— It's, like, this very, like—
Oh!
It's, like, a tight selfie of your teeth.
Oh, attractive.
So, yeah, it's really sexy. And there's these, like, crosshairs that they put on your mouth, like, on your teeth, so you can really align and make sure you get, like,
Have you been doing it?
Yeah. I do see a subtle shift in the right direction with my bottom teeth. I don't think that it's, like, drastic, but I guess it shouldn't be super drastic by week 8.
No, then you'd be hurting if it was, like, they're cranking them all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, I want to see that picture.
I'll show it to you. Maybe, you know what? I'll put it on the Instagram.
It's a journey. Everyone's on this journey with you.
The doctor said, you know, that things are going well, but—
Nice.
It's annoying. I'm happy and I feel very lucky to be doing it, but it is annoying. It's a commitment. Anyone who's thinking about it, just know it's a commitment.
Yeah, I figured straightening teeth would be, but...
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, your smile looks lovely today, so how about that?
Thank you.
You want to talk about beauty, Jess?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's the show run-up. we are going to recap our virtual event
we
had
we
with
are.
Moroccan Oil. Yes, we did one on this past Monday. And it was, we could only have a finite group of folks there. So if you were able to attend.
No, we learned stuff. We're going to share with you. So you're going to feel like you were there.
Yeah. But we want to thank the folks that were able to attend and just let people know that we wish everyone could have attended. But, you know, maybe we'll do an open event soon. And then we're going to talk about a really interesting protocol that I just did called Core to the Floor. And for any new moms or people who are not new moms, but I think it's more for the new mom crowd, but I think that there are a lot of people who are going to be interested. So stay tuned. This is really revolutionary and kind of breaking some taboos. So stay tuned. And then, of course, we're going to do the headlines, the week's beauty headlines.
And at the end, a raise a wand.
Let's raise those wands, baby.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Okay, beauty news time. Beauty news time. This is an edited version of beauty news because obviously there's lots of beauty news every week, but these are my four favorite stories right now. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All eyes are on Costco right now.
Oh, your whole voice changed. I love it. Okay. Go ahead.
Glossy reports that Costco is having a major moment as prestige retailers are taking a hit during COVID. As we know, Costco is picking up some slack. So there are brands like Paracone MD, Boscia, DHC, Anastasia Beverly Hills, and now Troy Surratt or Surratt Beauty, excuse me. So a lot of these brands are doing sets that are exclusive at special rates. So, you know, for anyone who was like thinking that, you know, Costco was like kind of a place just to pick up your, you know, big ketchups and your toilet paper, this may actually be like a hot zone for some of like the coolest brands in beauty.
You know, I have said, remember I talked about Costco earlier this summer and how they have exclusive beauty stuff and I got that mailing and you laughed at me, but...
I mean, this is like the hot spot, but I mean, but also, you know, every 4 weeks I have like a diatribe and a big cry about like, you know, the end of the department store.
Yeah, the department so you need to go to Costco. You're already there for food shopping. Might as well get some beauty.
Exactly. So this is very, you know, I guess they're picking up where the department stores are sadly failing. All right. L'Oreal Professionnel wants to get people back into the salon. This is another area that I'm very passionate about. So according to the industry news site happy.com, and that's happy with an I, L'Oreal Professionnel has launched a new campaign called Back in Style. And this is to raise awareness for the salon industry, which has obviously taken absolute beating from COVID. And it's also to empower salon owners and stylists. Now, I would love to get you guys specific information on how they are empowering stylists, but unfortunately, I don't have that information just yet. And basically also they're trying to get clients back into the salon. So
yeah, it's timely because I have to say, I waited to get a haircut thinking like, oh, I don't want to put my hairstylist at risk or and then when I finally got there after 300 days, John, my hairstylist,
you just got one.
We have a plan in place. Like we're being safe. We want you to come back. And I think a lot of people thought like I did, like if I don't need it, I shouldn't. But actually going to the salon helps them with their business.
Yeah, I think that thought pattern that you had is so similar to so many people. A lot of people are like—
I'm so unoriginal.
No. I think that you're thinking of the safety of your stylist.
Exactly.
You're thinking of the safety of everyone, you know, like putting, you know, from an Uber driver to the girl who's, you know, or guy, whoever, you know, is washing your hair to the, you know, you're thinking big picture, but we do have to help the salon and the spa industry. And I love that L'Oreal is thinking this way. Again, I don't have any specifics on the campaign. So super exciting. We'll give you more information about this campaign as we find out more information, but I am psyched. Okay, so Ipsy just acquired BoxyCharm. Now, Ipsy was co-founded by the OG beauty YouTuber Michelle Phan, if you remember that back in the day. The business started with something called Glam Bags, and that contained full-size beauty products. Then Ipsy became a much, much bigger thing. It went into e-commerce with its own brands. It became just a completely different animal. And then BoxyCharm is another subscription business that also was all about like full-size beauty products, like a beauty box subscription. So now the two of them are going to live together under this new parent company called Beauty for All Industries. And this together expects more than 1 billion sales. So it's going to be this like mega beauty like company.
Subscription-based beauty box company.
That's how I understand it. But they also plan to launch another beauty subscription, this big parent company.
I'm curious to see what they think is missing that we need now, but I'll definitely keep an eye on that.
Exactly. I thought that was interesting because there's been a lot of conversation about, is the subscription model over?
Yeah.
But clearly, you know, there's a lot of belief that we need another one. So, anyway, I think it's a super interesting business deal. So watch that space. And then finally, if you listened to the Ben Gorham episode a few weeks ago,
when I made a fool of myself in the intro, go on.
You did not. You did not listen. You have a beating heart, and he is a beautiful, talented man, and an attractive man. And you thought, oh my God, Ben Gorham, you are amazing. You are so talented and I love your candles, but I don't have $85 in my candle budget. Fret not. Ben just did a collaboration with IKEA for home fragrances. He has these amazing candles that start at only $4.95 and go up to only $24.95. But that isn't even what swept me away. What swept me away is the film that promotes these candles. And it's about what does home smell like. It's about this concept of like just what is home.
Yeah.
I watched the video and I was like, this belongs in a film festival. I was so moved. So we'll put a link to the film. Check it out. I was just like gripped. I'm like, it's just awesome.
IKEA has always had the best advertising for me over the years. Like whenever their commercials came on back when I watched TV, I would like actually watch them. They were enjoyable. Is Ben in it? Because then I'll watch it even more.
No. It pulled at my heartstrings. Aww. And
also I want a $4.99 Scandi candle from IKEA.
They're available now. I was like, oh, maybe they're all sold out, but they are available.
All right, hurry up and finish the news so I could go buy some
candles.
That's it.
I landed on what I felt was a really a strong item.
So, strong ending. Strong finish, yes. Matlin.
Yes.
Thank you. So we're coming off of a high from our Moroccan oil masterclass with stylist Kevin Hughes. It was last week. A couple hundred of you joined us. We had a limit because there was a free gift and we didn't have enough gifts to give to everybody. So we're going to try and do this again in the future and figure out a way to have you all join us because it was such a blast. The minute the chat opened, people were just like, here I am from Venezuela. Checking in from New Zealand. It was so cool.
We had Japan in the house. We had Switzerland in the house. We had like, why am I just naming like two countries? Because I could just go on. It was like the United Nations. And I was smiling from ear to ear. I was so happy, guys.
It was such a feeling of community. And let me just tell you a little behind the scenes. Like, we were waiting to go on, and we were going to wait until, like, all the tech was figured out. But the system kicked in automatically at 8 p.m. And Jess and I were ready, and Kevin wasn't quite. And all of a sudden, we saw these big red numbers counting down.
And it was no fault of Kevin.
No.
Just, yeah.
So then there was, like, a little bit of tech difficulties. But it was just so funny because I was so nervous about that. But immediately, the welcoming, warm commentary from all of our listeners listeners was just like, oh, it's going to be fine. I'm hanging out with like my friends.
It was just, it was really fun. And we really hope to do something very similar very soon because it was great to see the community. And some stuff that was really fun to see in the chat while Jen and I and Kevin were chatting, I could just see out the corner of my eye, people were saying like, you know, oh, I live in Colorado. Does anybody know about like a curly hair specialist in like Denver or whatever? And then like, it's like, I got you, girl. And then like people were actually swapping like stylist names in the chat. It was just like the sense of community. You know, it's so funny. I always hear like community thrown around with brands. We're building a community. We're building a community. What does that mean? But I actually saw community like alive and well in the Fat Mascara event. So,
well, my mom said she dropped a little joke in the chat.
Oh, what's up?
And she was so excited because like multiple, she said a couple people wrote LOL Melanie like after her little comment, and it was like very thrilling for her. But I was like, yeah, because these are all like-minded people. But we learned a lot too because the masterclass wasn't just, you know, we were not the teachers in this case. Kevin from Moroccan Oil was. So I wanted to check in with you, Jess, and see like, I feel like I learned something that I loved, but like, what was your top tip that you took away?
Top tip that I took away was, I mean, I took away a lot of tips from Kevin, but my favorite tip that I'm actually probably going to use in the day-to-day, which is I have hair that is, I wouldn't say it's coarse, but it's thick and it can get very like kind of wiry and like frets. It's got, as I've gotten older, because it's because it's the gray, it's the texture.
It can be frizz prone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because of the grays and stuff from the age, it's getting more frizz prone, especially at the top and at the back. And my answer to me has always been glop on more conditioner in the shower, more mask, more conditioner, more moisture. And then when I get out, use something real creamy.
Like moisture, more moisture.
And he was like, no, frizz, it's not about adding more moisture necessarily. It's about getting a hold product. And then I thought I was real cute and smart. And I was like, you want to introduce a hairspray, right? And he was like, no, that's really a finishing product at the end. And he said it's really about like a gel or what else did he say?
Styling cream. There's styling cream, because it has a tiny bit of hold plus the moisture.
Yes, a styling, right. That's
yeah, because I do the same. Like you do leave-in conditioner and then maybe some hairspray. And you
or like an oil. Yeah. I'm all about like an oil. I even have the big Moroccan oil. And I'm like, that'll do it. Like, no.
You still need the control factor.
Right. And then he actually recommended this product that is awesome. It's called Mending Infusion by Moroccan Oil.
Oh, you were feeling that.
Yes, yes. And that was really great.
He called it Scotch tapes for split ends. Like mm-hmm. It just sort of seals. Actually, you might have called it that. You gave it a little beauty.
Yes, I'm always trying.
He, however, did have a great vocab thing that I learned. And he gave credit to one of his clients for it. But we were talking about like, how do you leave the salon with the hair that you actually want? And he's like, he has a little bit of Southern accent too. I love that.
Yeah, he's great.
He's like, you have to be hair aware. You got to be hair aware. And Jess and I were like, what?
That basically was killer.
Your stylist wants you to speak up. They want you to tell them what you want. They want you to know a little bit about lingo, but more so bring pictures. He's like, I can't help you and have you leave happy if you're not hair aware. So don't just walk. Jess and I have been guilty of this. You walk in, I'm in the expert's hands, I'm shutting down, do what you got to do. That's
right.
Not the way to do it.
Yeah, I think that they want like a dummy because they don't want to know it all in the chair. But he said, no, like be hair aware. And then in the chat, hair aware was trending.
I'm glad you could keep your eyes on the chat. I was so busy trying to get the tech to be working.
I'm telling you, like, the chat was giving me so much life.
We could do it again even without an expert, just the two of us with, like, a live chat and do the podcast.
I think we have to.
I heard something called a vodcast, or maybe you told me about that, like, a video podcast. We got to figure that out. All right, we're on it. We're going to look into it.
Anyway, thank you so much, Moroccan Oil. Thank you for everyone who came. That was awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Hairwear. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Hey everyone, it's Jen. Listen, I think one of the beauty issues Fat Mascara listeners ask me about the most is how to help their hair grow thicker and longer. I'm not gonna lie, it takes a bit of patience, consistent routine with products that work. For me, that includes Vegamore and especially their Vegamore Grow Hair Serum. My favorite thing about it is that you can use it daily, even if you don't wash your hair every day, because it works on damp or dry hair. You just massage a little bit into your scalp, doesn't affect the texture or your styling, and being able to use it every day means you will use it. Even I was able to make a habit of it, and that consistency is the key to results. Honestly, I wish I had taken a before and after picture from using the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum, but you can see some of their great before and after pictures on their website, vegamore.com. I just know my hair is thicker and growing faster since I've been using it. It's been 7 months now, and I'm sticking with it. One bottle lasts a month, so get a subscription to Vegamore to save money and so that you won't run out. Vegamore also has great shampoos and conditioners you could add into your subscription as well. If you've heard Jess and I talk about Vegamore and you've been thinking about trying it, now is the time. Get a fresh start for spring and support our show with a 20% off discount. That's right. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription by going to vegamore.com/fatmascara and using the code FATMASCARA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com, vegamore.com/fatmascara. Code FATMASCARA to save 20% on your first order. Again, VEGAMOUR, vegamore.com/fatmascara, and use the code FATMASCARA.
All right, Jen. I've been getting up very early the past couple of weeks. I've been taking an Uber, slinking up to Dr. Frank's office, and sitting on a chair and doing something called core to the floor.
I did not even know this involved a dermatologist. When you said, she just told me, okay, I'm going to talk about core to the floor and it's going to be a segment. In my head, when I hear floor, I have had issues with my pelvic floor. So I thought core to the floor was like something about like your abs and your pelvic floor muscles, some sort of exercise for like post-birthing. I don't know. I need to be filled in.
Well, you're not far off. Wait, do you have pelvic floor issues?
I have interstitial cystitis. You know that,
right?
That with the, it's like constant UTI feeling of things, but they had to test my pelvic floor muscles to see if that was the issue, if they weren't strong enough. And that's why I was having problems.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Side note, they're plenty strong. That was not the issue.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to ask you.
Had to put like a little machine inside and they tell you to squeeze and they measure how tight how strong your muscles are in your pelvic floor by squeezing this little.
Like a Kegel?
Like you have to do a Kegel around this like metal thing.
A Kegel. I don't even know how to say it.
Anyway, tell me about what this Dr. Frank does, this core to the floor.
Yeah. So this is a new protocol that he is doing, and he's the only one who's doing this protocol with the Emcella device and the M-Sculpt device. I know we've talked about M-Sculpt on the podcast before. M-Sculpt is a device that is about tightening your abdominals, and that's been out for a couple years now, a few years ago.
Okay.
We talked about it. That is about tightening your core muscles. It uses high intensity electromagnetic technology to tighten your abs. It's something that you put outside of your skin. It's like
my derm uses it. She loves it. She's like, it's like doing 500 sit-ups without really doing them.
Exactly. I've done this, you know, many times before. You lie down on a, you know, dermatology bed. You put the kind of like, it's like a, I'm just like a paddle. Like it's like a little contraption. That's definitely not the technical term, but it's like a paddle onto your
abdomen.
And this is a medical device. This is not going to be at your like local Equinox because this is a medical device. And what it does is it stimulates the muscles to contract in a way that you as a human being could never, like physically, no matter how strong you are, it contracts the muscles in a way that is like superhuman, and it builds strength. And what that does, it's not just a vanity thing. Obviously, this is a luxury treatment. So people who are getting it, some of them, you know, it's like, oh, I want amazing abs. But either after a baby or after surgery, people want to do this treatment and either get flatter abs or a stronger back. So that's your core section. This M-Sculpt has been around for a while and, you know, that's the core bit. But let's get to the pelvic floor part.
Oh, it is pelvic floor.
No, that was the core bit. So I would say core to the floor. So now let's go to the floor part.
Let's go there.
So the floor part is where you sit on this little like chair. It looked like
Wait, do you do the lay down core first and move over to the chair?
I did the chair first, but I wanted to start with the core bit.
At the same time. Okay.
The core bit I think is what a lot of people are more familiar with. If you're listening to this show, maybe you've seen people do M-Sculpt. It's been kind of popular with influencers, with beauty editors. There was a period where I felt that I saw somebody doing M-Sculpt on Instagram every single week, but they were doing it like, look at my six pack or look how amazing, like, you know, you're going to get at like abs that you just could not get at the gym.
Now to the chair.
Right. So the chair is this very like low to the ground, like kind of almost looks like, I feel like you're sitting like a little like teacup kind of shaped chair. You sit on the chair.
Are you clothed?
Picture. Okay. Well, I'm going to be putting a video up on our Instagram, but I did take some Instagram stories that maybe you missed it on our Instagram when I was doing it for a couple weeks ago with Dr. Frank.
Yes.
Now, this protocol, it utilizes that high intensity focused electromagnetic, this is a mouthful, technology on the chair. Now, it is engaging the pelvic floor muscles. Yes, I'm wearing pants. You can't wear jeans though. So I was wearing leggings or sweatpants.
What does it feel like sitting there?
It feels weird. And that's all I can say.
Oh, come on. You're a writer. What else can you give me?
Kind of like a rubber band snapping.
On what part of your body?
Your crotch.
But like buzzing?
Buzzing. Yeah, like a buzzing.
It doesn't hurt.
Does not hurt at all. And I would tell you guys.
Like right where your hole would be, but you're wearing pants.
It was between where you pee and where you poo-poo.
Oh my God, it's like a grundle buzz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's that doing?
It is strengthening those muscles. Because when you have a child, obviously, and I don't even mean whether it's natural or whether you have a cesarean. I hate saying natural, like as if you have a cesarean, it wasn't natural. But you know what I'm saying? Whether
vaginal
you push it out, vaginal,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
With vaginal, and I had a vaginal birth, or cesarean, that baby is sitting chilling for 9 months
on that
area.
Floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, one of my really good friends told me when I was pregnant, she said, she was like, you make sure you get a pelvic floor trainer. And I was like, excuse me? I never even heard the pelvic floor. And she was like, she's like, this country does not do enough for women about educating them about pelvic floor. And like in Europe that they, like people have pelvic floor, like therapists, like after like the baby pops out, like the pelvic floor person like runs in. And I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about, but like, cool. I'll be sure to ask you about it. Like when I need it. I had no idea about this. So I feel quite lucky that I did not need this kind of rehabilitation in the same ways that some people have it.
Do you have incontinence after birth for months and months because those muscles are not
exactly
back in shape? Yeah.
And you guys know I would tell
it's
you.
It's very normal too. And people don't talk about it.
Yes. And I did like pee a little bit like after I had her. I would tell you if I was like, guys, I have this major pee problem. Like I would tell you. But I definitely am like it back like in shape in that area. What I do have some issues with is lower back weakness. And my baby is big. You know, Lake is a monster. She is very big. She is off the charts in height.
So not just from lifting her, but that still stems from those muscles that were used to carry her around for so long are not back to their...
Right. And it's not that there's anything wrong with me. It's like just, you know, your body goes through trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a big baby. So I'm putting her in the crib. You know, the crib is down by the platform is down, like basically almost flush with the floor.
Yeah, the irony of it, my muscles are not in the shape they were. And now I'm lifting a thing like I never lifted before.
Exactly. She's like over 20 pounds and she's like flush with the floor. And I have to go into a crib that is very deep and I pull her out. So this, sorry, I'm like kind of like being a little circuitous in my like the way I'm explaining this. This machine uses that technology to help strengthen the pelvic floor, tighten that up, and that can help with a whole menu of things. Help with incontinence, help with sexual health. If, you know, let's say you're that whole area, I'm not even getting into all the different variables, but if you know, you know, there that area can be, you know, compromised. Lower with core, like the lower core, because that is the pelvic floor, lower back. And I talked to Dr. Frank about this really honestly, and you can see it on the video, I broached it. I said, I don't want anyone thinking I am here to promote some kind of cosmetic, weird, like mommy,
vaginal tightening.
Tightening or
no, people have
mommy makeover BS. And he was like, oh my God, no, we had this amazing and, you know, we have a great relationship that could be really open with him about that. And he was like, absolutely not. He's like, this is about all of those things we talked about. Anyway, so the pelvic floor, this is pelvic floor therapy coupled with M-Sculpt. And the seat that I was sitting on, that's called M-Cella. And that uses that same technology. And
the V-Spot lady told us about that
right.
We had on that one time.
But M-Sculpt and M-Cella together for Dr. Frank, he's saying it's like a home run. And he is the first
person. Not just
person.
For post-mom, people that gave birth can... Anybody do this?
Anyone could do it. Yeah, anyone could do it.
So like if you're having muscle issues down there with like
incontinence,
lower back, all this stuff.
Yeah,
said, you don't think about those inside muscles because there's not like training. It's really hard to get to those muscles. In fact, they have like trainers that go inside your vagina to massage your pelvic floor because you just can't get to it with any like lunges ain't going to help.
Yeah. He said, yeah, he said like, you know, because I said like, is this just for like, you know, moms? And he was like, oh, he's like, men come here for different issues. Women come here for different issues, all ages. But what was interesting on a broader topic, and this is for another type of segment, he said, this is the intersection of functional medicine, mm-hmm. which is, you know, for, he said, this is a seat, the chair, you know, the MCELA is used in urologist's office, OB's office, well, now in aesthetic medicine.
Yeah, I hope that insurance would start to cover this kind of thing soon, because I assume it isn't cheap.
I have to assume it is not cheap. So, you know, I just wanted to make you guys aware. And for me, my point is not to say you guys all need to go run and get this specific treatment. My point is to really take the taboo away from talking about, you know, what happens after you have a baby, or even if you didn't have a baby, just talking about what's going on in an area that really is not something we talk about every day, the way we do like mascara or like, you know, our frown lines. So I thought this was really cool, and it gave me a chance to have a bigger dialogue with him about this topic.
Mascara, lip gloss, and your pelvic floor. Yep. What else do you want from Fat Mascara? Love it.
The feedback I got, by the way, when I did that Instagram story was blow away. So,
yeah, because I'm glad you're opening up that conversation. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Okay, this may just be my favorite listener raise a wand ever.
Okay, before we have it play, you'll notice that this person does not give their name, but it was such a good raise a wand that I ended up texting her back. And I'm like, listen, I need to use this, so I need your name. So this is Ashley, and I believe she's from Chicago. Take it away.
Hi, Jess and Jen. First time, long time. So I'm going to cut to the chase with my raise a wand. Now, I've been obsessed with this product for maybe 2 or 3 years now, and I almost don't want to share it because I don't want it to get sold out, but I've been known to kind of steal things from men, you know, certain products, and the Harry's Fig body wash, there's something sophisticated about it. There's something very, very labo about it. It's a complex scent. It's amazing. And I have about 3 stockpiled, so I feel comfortable sharing. Harry's Fig body wash. You wouldn't expect it, but it's fabulous. I wish they made a candle. Okay, love the show. Bye.
Wow, Ashley. I'm going to feel really badly if there's a run on Harry's body wash.
Are you kidding me? I like already put one in my cart. It's like $8 or $9, and it looks like the most nothing body wash. I'm so excited to smell it and try it. This is why I love listener raise a wand.
You guys are the best.
If you want to share yours, and I know you do, you can email us a voice memo at info@fatmascara.com, or you can leave us a voice message on our phone number, which is 646-481-8182. Jessica Matlin, can you beat that? Can you beat Ashley? What is your raise a wand?
Okay, my raise a wand is not beauty this week. You know that I'm feeling like diversifying right now.
Yeah, yeah.
but it is, you actually liked this item. You commented the other day when I saw you.
Okay.
You said, I like your crossbody bag.
Oh, your oxblood crossbody bag.
Yes. You know what? You know I'm feeling Bordeaux this season. So I had been looking for a crossbody bag during the pandemic. I don't feel like I need to carry a large, you know, throw the kitchen sink in bag. I just need something on the go for a wallet,
like
keys.
A pocketbook. It's such a good pocketbook shape.
Exactly. I needed a little pocketbook. I've been wanting to also consume less leather. Mm-hmm. So I am obsessed with the designer Angela Roy. Angela Roi. She makes amazing vegan leather products, but they look really chic, and her stuff's actually really expensive for vegan products. Angela, you know I want to support you. I have purchased from you before, but I went on Poshmark to find the perfect Angela Roy bag, and I got this bad boy for about $40, and I think it looks a little Celine. A little Celine.
Oh, it super duper does. It's like French and chic and like the perfect size. And I actually thought it was leather, and I was very surprised to see you wearing a leather bag.
Oh, that's the thing. Her stuff, Angela Roy's stuff, looks like leather. It looks so high end. Amazing. So actually, double razor wand to Angela Roy and Poshmark.
Excellent. Well, I will stay on that Burgundy Bordeaux tip. I didn't realize this. We did not plan this. But I have been loving this Maybelline Superstay Ink Crayon. The shade is Forget the Rules. It looks like it's going to be really dark, like a blackberry, like plum, really dark color. But you press it into your lips and it's just like, it turns into this plummy Bordeaux and it almost turns into a stain. And the finish on it is matte, but it's not that matte. It's not a liquid matte. It's like a crayon that it doesn't look dry. It just looks like that perfect, just bitten kind of lip look. And I feel like depending on, you know what it reminds me of? Do you know NARS Damned, that chubby pencil?
Yeah.
You guys, it's a dupe for Damned.
Damn dupe.
It's a damn dupe. And that NARS Chubby Pencil is not cheap, and this is only $9. It's the kind of thing where if you put it on straight, you'll get a really vampy look, or you can just like sort of rub it in for a little stain. Damn dupe. There
we
go.
I love the versatility.
Yeah, raise a wand.
I love that.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.